The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, a man was arrested in California for trying to cross the border with a baby crocodile in his pants.
I'm Tony Kornheiser, and yet I made it back in time for the show.
That's nice.
Look at me, I'm here.
You don't believe any of these. A Florida man and a man in California. You don't believe these,
yeah.
Right? Where are these coming from? Reader's Digest? What are you talking about here?
I have problems with the notion of a crocodile.
Yeah, even
others
a
may
baby.
Not. I do.
Even a baby crocodile. Really?
Yeah. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Duke and Villanova advance. Dave Roberts says the Dodgers are going to win the World Series, and Jim Larranaga joins us for 5 good minutes. But we begin today with the NCAA tournament and the ouster last night of the overall number one seed Gonzaga and the ouster as well of the next highest number one seed Arizona. Wilbon, there was some chatter about Gonzaga getting hosed on foul calls.
Yeah.
But what do you make of the larger issue, the two top seeds going out?
Well, Tone, this fits the narrative of the season. I got a lot of things wrong lately in picking games, but I told you in November we were going to have like 10 number one teams. I don't know if we ever got to 10 or might have passed it. And I told you coming into the tournament, I know you agree, it's not like I'm the only one seeing this, that we couldn't make heads or tails. That the teams are not, you can't separate them. They all look the same, which I thought was weird maybe on some level, but I thought it was the made for the tournament being more attractive, more compelling, sort of irresistible, if you will. So to me, it just, yeah. it was in that narrative that these losses, these results took place, Tony. Neither one of us thought Gonzaga was like John Wooden's UCLA teams. We didn't think that. We didn't think it was even be a great upset like Georgetown losing to Villanova. We thought, okay, they're really good, but they can go out, and they went out. And I told you I thought Arizona, when I saw Houston and that defense, I told you I thought Arizona was going out.
You were right about Houston and Arizona. I was wrong about that. But I'm going to talk about Gonzaga for a little bit here, okay? Because I know what I said about Gonzaga. I said I thought they had a real chance this year, but if they didn't win this year in a watered-down field, they were never going to win. And they're never going to win, Mike, because they don't play enough tough games in their conference to play 5 tough games in a row. They were scared by Memphis, and then Arkansas took them out. They're not prepared for this. They've been in the 5 different times they've been a number one seed, and they haven't won. 23 straight appearances in this tournament, and they've never won. And let me read you what Eric Musselman said. He is the coach that beat them last night from Arkansas. He played in that conference, the West Coast Conference, at San Diego. This is a quote. "We wanted them to feel bodies. I played in that league. I know what some of the teams are like in that league. The physicality and speed we play with is just different." So I don't want to hear about the refs. Gonzaga had 40 minutes, and they were a veteran team. And the other team beat them, and just beat them, was quicker and tougher than they were. I just don't see Gonzaga winning this thing ever now.
But, Tone, if I use your logic, then the Big Ten, which had 7 out of 9 teams go out, you think they play tough teams? You do. I know you think they play tough teams. Then why can't they do jack? Why can't my conference do anything? Why do they look so bad in some of these games in last year and this year? The Big Ten, what are they doing? I mean, Purdue could go out. So the leagues are not,
you
can't
Mike,
separate the teams and the leagues anymore.
Gonzaga is a great program.
Yeah.
They'd be better served joining the Big East. Honestly, they'd be better served in the Big East than where they are.
Let's see how this plays out these last few games, because I don't know that we can make any great declarative statements. I can't. And that's kind of cool.
I did.
I know you did. Doesn't mean you could defend it. You can't defend what I said about the Big Ten. You can't. Because they got all the games, and they can't win.
I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking about people like our good friend Jay Billis, who said my theory is stupid, but my theory proved out again. So there you go.
While last night's one seeds went out, the two seeds both advanced. Duke put together a great second half, particularly late to pull away from Texas Tech, while Villanova eliminated Michigan. The last remaining one seed, Kansas, plays Providence, speaking of the Big East, in one of the four games tonight. Tone, who do you think is the best team left in the tournament? And you better sell this after killing Gonzaga.
Okay, so we're talking about, I think from the lead of this story, Villanova, Duke, and Kansas. They're all really good teams. They have great coaches. Each of these coaches has won national championship. So they're really good. I am rooting for Duke. I'm saying that right now. But if you pin me to the wall, I probably would say Kansas is the best of the three because I saw Kansas a few weeks ago and thought they were really good. Then again, I felt the same way about Tennessee in the SEC tournament, and I was wrong. They went out early. I think they both have more talent than Villanova, but, and there's always a but, Mike, Villanova has five guys on the court, veteran guys, physically strong, smart guys who make key baskets that are not spectacular looking, but they go in. They always go in. And if it's a tight game and you have to foul them, you're going to lose because they're the best foul shooting team in the country.
I didn't have the guts to do what I sort of felt at the beginning of the tournament, which was pick Villanova. I mean, and part of this is Jay Wright. And he's still in that sweet spot of his career where when it comes to evaluation, assessment, recruiting, player development, all of it, he seems on it, right? And, of course, I mean, Mike Krzyzewski's done that for 40 years, but I'm just saying Jay Wright seems to be in the sweet spot. And Bill Self, he has done this too and continues to do it, and you point out the coaches, so I'm not going to replow that ground. I just think, Tony, the glamour of this tournament, we're still in for this. We got some stuff to see tonight. I mean, let's see.
Yeah.
It's easy to sit here and forecast, but when you had, Tony, the transfer portal and name, image, and likeness have changed the game to me. We're seeing, this is the first year. I know that a couple of number ones, whatever, met last year, and they justified the seeding and all the expectations. I'm saying this is the year that college basketball changes forever. That you're not, you may as well throw out the seeds in the coming years because we're not going to be able to distinguish one team in one conference from the other.
I'm just going to add one small thing. I think it's possible that the Duke team has turned the corner with Mike Krzyzewski in the sense that they want to win for him now, not themselves. They were overwhelmed by this, obviously, against North Carolina and maybe against Virginia Tech. But it's possible that Arkansas, who maybe should beat Duke, maybe their kids are going to feel all of this, and maybe the moment will be too big for them. But we move to baseball now, where Dodgers manager Dave Roberts was a guest on the Dan Patrick Show, and he was asked about winning the World Series this year. Let's listen to what happened.
We are winning the World Series in 2022.
So,
but I know where you're going with that.
No, what
we're
do you
winning the World Series this year? Put it on record.
You are winning the World Series.
We are winning the World Series.
Wow.
Wilbon, is Dave Roberts helping or hurting the Dodgers by saying this?
Look, the Dodgers are loaded again. The Dodgers have won recently, so they're not walking around with an 800-pound monkey on their backs, which they were a couple of years ago when they finally won. I think this is great. And I had a little time to think about it. They've got so many terrific players, players who have won. Even a guy coming in who won somewhere else a minute and a half ago, like Freddie Freeman. Why not? Why not do this?
Yeah.
There are some years, Tony, where in pro sports where I have gone in to the season thinking, this team's going to win, right? And you don't know if the coach or the manager, the Spurs had that after they lost to LeBron and Dwayne Wade and Bosh in Miami, and they came back. They should have won. They came back the next year. They were going to win. And Pop and everybody there knew they were going to win. Some of these things remind me of that. The Dodgers know they have that kind of team and know that they have that kind of swag. Good for him. Good for him.
Yeah. I'm, you know, if you don't think you're going to win the World Series and you're managing the Dodgers, stop managing the Dodgers. Dodgers are loaded. Been loaded for a long time. They're not sneaking up on anybody, Mike. That's not how it works. Everybody knows how good the Dodgers are. Everybody sees the Dodgers. It's like Kevin Durant. I'm Kevin Durant. You all know who I am. Nobody's going to go into Dodger Stadium and say the following thing. Wow, they're pretty good. Who are they?
Yeah.
What? No, we know who they are. It's not like Urban Meyer not knowing who Aaron Donald was. Now, everybody knows the Dodgers. The Dodgers, Their everyday lineup is a killer lineup.
Tony.
And you know what? They should win.
But you know what's interesting? You know what's interesting is that they have done such a good job sort of even filling in when they lose a guy. Look, there's two teams in that town that take this approach almost every year. The Lakers and the Dodgers and the Lakers.
That's right.
And the Lakers have fallen on their faces and can't get up. But I don't think it's because of expectations. I think it's because they sort of failed to put a team together.
They have no talent.
The Dodgers haven't failed to put a team together.
Everybody on their team is my age. That's why they can't win. Let's take a break. Coming up, we will ask Jim Larrañaga of Miami what he thought when he watched 2-1 seeds go out last night.
And later, should the United States team be happy with last night's tie in Mexico City?
I would think so. I would think they would be very happy. Yeah. Doesn't that put them closer
they
to the World Cup?
They had two chances.
Okay.
Just saying.
Hey, Pardon the Interruption is brought to you by Today's Military.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Jim Larrañaga is in the Sweet 16 for the fourth time after his Miami team beat two-seed Auburn on Sunday. He faces Iowa State just hours from now. We're pleased to welcome him back to the show. Jim, let's start with this. When you watch two number one seeds go out last night, you think what?
I think there are a lot of good teams in the NCAA tournament. Anybody can beat anybody on a given night.
So did you see this coming all year? Was this something in November when you first teed it up and got together for practice, Jim, that you could anticipate that it was going to be this kind of crazy season with so many different teams near the top are capable?
Absolutely, Michael. One of the things you have to realize is the transfer portal has transformed college basketball. You don't know who's on anybody's roster until probably January and who's playing well, who fits in well, and what teams are elevating their game and which transfers don't fit and their teams aren't playing nearly as well.
Well, let's focus in on your team for a second. You have four sixth-year seniors. I know because I was just there. The Memphis Grizzlies have a younger team on the floor than you do. What's it like to coach so many players with this kind of age and experience and presumably maturity?
Yeah, it's great. They're almost my age, and that relationship has existed now. We're close friends. We party together, you know, that kind of thing. But in actuality, they're smart. It's not just about their age. It is their maturity. It is their intelligence. They're well-spoken. We have guys who are working on their two master's degrees. And we have two more that have completed their master's. So, you know, it's a smart team. They get along great together. And I don't know if you can hear the noise in the background, but they've just come to carpet clean this room.
Let's go to, let's zero in on your point guard for a second. Charlie Moore, originally committed to Memphis, then attended Cal, Kansas, DePaul, before arriving at Miami. I mean, we've heard some coaches lament, you know, what's going on with the transfer portal. But how do you specifically feel about that? And obviously, you got your point guard having been through it.
Yeah, well, we've had a lot of success with transfers throughout my career. Guys who have come in and needed a change of scenery. Sometimes they think the grass is greener someplace else. But I've never held it against any of our guys that have decided to transfer out. If they think there's a better situation for them, fine. We all do that. You know, I loved George Mason my years there. But when opportunity came to make a move and come to Miami, I chose to do that. So I don't think there's anything wrong with a player putting his name into the portal and try to better himself. I think everybody should be able to pursue their dreams whatever way they think is best.
Let me get to tonight's game. You're playing Iowa State. Last year, Jim, you were 10-17, not a great year. But if you think that's not a great year, Iowa State was 2-22 last year. So this is pretty much out of nowhere for them. When you look at them, what is the thing they do best that concerns you the most?
Well, the thing they did best was recruit some really good transfers. They've got more transfers than we do. And we have two great ones in Charlie Moore and Jordan Miller. But they also have a handful. They're number four in KenPom in their defensive efficiency, which is a great concern. They force sideline, which is different than a lot of teams, although we have faced a few teams that do that. They're a team that runs a motion offense. Their coaching staff has done a great job of implementing their system. And I think it's going to be one heck of a basketball game.
We'll get you out of here on this. You coached the most famous long shot run in tournament history at George Mason. That was 2006. When you look at St. Peter's and where they are right now, do you have a special affinity for that? What do you feel inside when you see St. Peter's on the verge of that?
Well, of course, in 2006, our George Mason team had a spectacular regular season. And some of the experts, namely Tony Kornheiser, decided we weren't worthy of the NCAA tournament.
That's great.
But we proved Tony and some of the experts wrong, which was great. St. Peter's is doing the same thing. And what you have to understand is matchups are very, very important. And familiarity is important. You know, one of the advantages St. Peter's has is a lot of schools and players are not familiar with them or their personnel, but they obviously have a lot of good players who can play this game.
Thank you so much.
Jim,
good luck tonight. Let's see if you can get to the Final Four like you did with Mason. Thank you.
Good seeing you again. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, Italy will miss another World Cup.
That's amazing. And what does Chris Paul's return do for the league-leading Suns? It makes them great. Again,
yeah.
That's what it makes them, great.
I don't think I said that George Mason shouldn't get in, but I probably didn't have him in the Final Four.
No, I didn't. I didn't have him in the Final Four either, Tony. I must admit.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 33rd birthday tomorrow, Von Miller. The great pass rusher was MVP of Super Bowl 50 for Denver when the Broncos beat Carolina. Mid-season this past year, Miller came over to the Rams and helped them win the Super Bowl over Cincinnati. Miller has 4.5 sacks in 2 Super Bowls. Nobody has more. Miller has 10.5 sacks in 11 playoff games. Recently, as a free agent, Miller signed a 6-year, $120 million contract with Buffalo. Buffalo could very well get to the Super Bowl next season. And if they do and they win, Miller will have 3 different rings from 3 different teams. Nobody has more.
Tony, let me chime in with a happy 57th birthday to my man, Avery Johnson. Avery Johnson, who teamed up with 5-0, 5-0 and Pop and some others to win a championship in San Antonio. And I think it was 1999. One of my favorite people in basketball, one of the great minds ever in basketball, Avery Johnson.
Happy anniversary, Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. Around this day, 43 years ago, in the NCAA Finals, Magic's Michigan State team defeated Bird's Indiana State team 75-64 in the highest-rated college basketball game of all time. Magic led all scorers with 24 points. Bird had 19 points and 13 rebounds. They went to the pros and brought out the best in each other. Magic won 5 championships with the Lakers. Bird won 3 with the Celtics. They met in 3 finals with Magic winning 2. They are tied at the hip. They started out as bitter rivals. They became dear friends. They even do commercials together now, which are fun to watch, even if their acting skills are lacking.
Tony, I'm going to speak for you now, too. I get goosebumps when we talk about Bird and Magic in the context of each other. I don't know Larry Bird at all personally. I know Magic Johnson pretty well after working with him and being friends for decades now. But the coolest thing is on a Sunday afternoon when we're doing a game and we're sitting in the green room and Magic's phone rings and he picks it up and he lets you see that on the call, Larry Bird. Just a showstopper. It's a mic dropper. Their relationship, unbelievable.
Great. Happy trails to the World Cup, a second straight time for Italy. The former World Cup champs and Euro 2020 winners were denied a trip to the World Cup in Qatar by North Macedonia. 1-0 in Palermo yesterday. North Macedonia is ranked 60 spots below Italy in the FIFA rankings. Italy had 32 shots on goal. North Macedonia had 5. Seriously, who bet on North Macedonia? The answer is nobody. North Macedonia, not even Macedonia. This is the first time Italy lost at home in a World Cup qualifier in 60 games. And just as a side note, Wilbon, yesterday you predicted, and I'm quoting your word confidently,
that
the United States would lose in Mexico City. They didn't. They tied 0-0. But when you're hot, you're hot.
North Macedonia beating Italy. Is that the Chaminade versus Virginia of world international football? Is it? Is it that
feels,
big? It
feels like
it's bigger.
It's
got to be
bigger. Feels like it, yeah, doesn't it?
It does.
Let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Your Bears signed quarterback Trevor Siemian, Northwestern zone.
Yes.
Are you happy about that?
I love Trevor. Breakfast is on me at some point, Trevor. I hope this works out. I do. I mean, he shouldn't be playing too many games, but I hope it works out. Kyler Murray says removing the Cardinals' pictures from Instagram had nothing to do with the team. You believe that?
Not for a second.
No,
I don't believe that for a second. Chris Paul returned and the Suns beat the Nuggets in Denver. You must be excited.
The Suns went 11-4 in 15 games without Chris. Now they get Chris Paul back? I mean, let's see all comers. Let's see who can beat them. Because I don't think anybody can beat them in a series. The Grizzlies beat the Pacers and are now 16-2 without Ja, who'll be out 2 more weeks with knee soreness. Tone, your thoughts.
I don't really understand how that happens. It probably hurts him for MVP. That's too good a record without him. Last one. Women's tournament back on tonight. Are you smelling any upsets?
I don't see South Carolina losing, Tony. But I don't know. Maryland could maybe perhaps beat Stanford. Don't cite me tomorrow for that pick. Well, you won't be on tomorrow because it's Saturday.
We're out of time. Try and do better the next time. Happy birthday tomorrow, Bob Woodward.
Happy birthday today, Matthew Wilbon. I'm Mike Wilbon. Have a great weekend, knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts. Maddie, I'm not sure if you're getting anything. You're 14 now. You don't need it. Here's Sports
Center. What did you get him? Did you get him a present? Did you give him a car?